As you prepare to relax, just close your eyes and settle down comfortably. I want you to begin to notice the rhythm of your own breathing. Just settle yourself down comfortably. Close those eyes. Begin to notice the rhythm of your own breathing. You may notice the way your chest rises and falls as you breathe naturally. So now I want you to take a deeper breath and then release it. And do it again for a few times, taking a deeper breath, then releasing it. And now, as you allow your breathing to go back to its normal rhythm, notice the difference. Feel yourself breathing slowly, rhythmically. Breathing in your natural pattern of breathing. As you listen to my voice and as you're relaxing, you will begin to feel a sense of comfort. This is your time. Time you've set aside. So this is a time for healing, for cleansing, and for positive change. Listen very carefully for any words, any particular words that will add to your sense of comfort, and feel any tensions and stresses just beginning to melt away as you become sensitive to all the feelings within your body. You can notice exactly where your clothing touches your skin, where your hair brushes your face or your ears. Feel the comfort of your eyes as your eyelids rest gently, comfortably closed. And each time you breathe out, feel yourself moving deeper into a relaxed calmness. And each time now you exhale, associate that breath leaving your body with just relaxing more and more. As you do this, you begin to become sensitive to any tension in those muscles. Breathe in, and as you exhale, release the tensions and focus your mind on any one area of your body, starting wherever you wish. Then take a deep breath in, as you allow the air to escape smoothly, relax those muscles and release the tension from that area of your body. That's good. You could do it again, releasing all the stress, all the strain from that area of your body. Now permit your mind to encompass a greater area, a larger area of your body than before. And visualize that area. And this time as you inhale, get ready. So that when you exhale, you can allow every muscle, every fiber, every nerve to relax all the way down. So breathe in. And exhale and let the relaxation take place. And again, breathe in. And exhale, feel the relaxation just taking place. Breathe in. And exhale and relax. Finally, visualize your whole body now from your toes to your thighs, to your pelvis, to your stomach, to your chest, through your back, your shoulders and arms, your neck, across your scalp, all the muscles in and around your face. Visualize your entire body as you inhale slowly and exhale, and feel your body sinking down and down, just drifting deeper down into comfort and relaxation. Then do it again. Inhale and exhale and sink down even deeper and deeper. Now Now feel how relaxed your body has become. And just as your body is relaxed, so is your mind. All the tension just melting away. Now you can just give yourself up to this lazy, relaxed, drowsy feeling. You'll notice that this comfortable feeling is so restful. It's almost like falling asleep. Yet you can still hear me. You can still hear me. You can understand the words I say. And you can ignore any other sounds for the time being. All you have to do is just relax. Now become even more relaxed. So relaxed that you allow yourself to become sensitive to images, impressions, colors, thoughts, memories, and feel yourself drifting even further into deep, very deep, comfortable relaxation. Just drifting down and down into an altered state of consciousness. And feel the stillness of your body. Wait a little. Let a sense of that stillness grow. Perhaps your mind could picture the stillness of a great lake, with the mist softly rising from its still, still surface. And you know also that within yourself there is a stillness. You feel utterly still. There are gentle responses going on within your body as the natural processes assist you to experience an inner feeling of well-being, of health, excitement, and anticipation, a quiet inner feeling of confidence, yet all the while, you feel the stillness, and this feeling is deep within you. Now I'm drawing your attention to your eyes. Feel the comfort of those eyes. And gently roll them back behind your closed eyelids, just as if you're looking up towards your own eyebrows. Then take a long, slow breath, and at the same time, release that breath and relax those eyes. And feel yourself floating down as you enter an even deeper state of pleasant relaxation, just like a feather, floating down and down. You can feel yourself relaxing deeper and deeper. And there is a rhythm as you feel your chest rising and falling. Your body almost breathing for you. No effort, no strain. The rhythm of your breathing just like great smooth ocean waves. Slow swells, rising and falling. Rising and falling, sending wave after wave of anticipation and excitement through your body. Feel your body and its breathing, like a great ocean in the sun. Warmth and peace flowing to every part of your body now, like waves gently rising and falling with each and every breath. Yet deep inside you feel that lovely calm stillness. As you're relaxing now, in your imagination or drawing upon some memory, allow yourself in your mind to travel to some special place. It could be any place you choose. Perhaps you would enjoy a beach or an ocean with clean, fresh air. Perhaps a mountain place, a quiet stream, a warm, comfortable bed. A beautiful garden. Any place you choose will be fine. Any place where you can just relax. And in your imagination, bring into focus every sight, every sensation. And at this point, you can even forget my voice. There's nothing for you to do but enjoy this special place. No need to think, or even to know how the resources your unconscious mind is choosing will be employed in providing the solutions to your particular problem. And you don't know how soon you will realize the learnings your unconscious has already made. In fact, these learnings may not be available to you until you notice them in your future behavior. Maybe you have noticed them. in your behaviour and your feelings. It's not important that you know before you've comfortably continued this relaxing experience in this beautiful place and allowed the other you to learn something else of use and delight to you. I would like your unconscious mind to choose some particular memory and a sense of your essential self, your perfect self-image, your perfect inner image. And recognize that you are uniquely complete. See yourself well. Visualize yourself free of any problem. And sense your mind calm and peaceful, so relaxed. As you experience this and your comfort deepens, you will have a sense of completion. So I want you to continue to imagine yourself in this special place, having a quiet, calm feeling that is the most peaceful place in the world for you. You're becoming so relaxed now that the suggestions I give you for your benefit will sink deeply into that special part of your mind, your unconscious mind. Even as you listen, you're becoming more responsive to the suggestions I'm making as you simply relax more and continue to relax. All of the suggestions I give you for your benefit will have the effect that you want them to have. In fact, even as you listen and I continue to speak to you, you're finding that you're drifting deeper and deeper and becoming more responsive, more and more relaxed. These suggestions are going to allow you to be very responsive, not only to the sound of my voice and the things that I say, but to your own unconscious mind. They're going to exercise a greater influence over the way you think, because these suggestions are going to become part of your state of mind, so they'll influence the way you feel, the way you act. And this is going to help you to know that you're bringing your life around to the way you want it to be, so that with every passing day, you're going to feel that the solution to your problem is more and more within your reach, and that your unconscious mind is drawing on resources, perhaps at a conscious level you're totally unaware. But soon you'll have a conviction that things are changing for you. And you'll sense certain changes taking place that confirm that you are learning. And as you mentally review the sources of that problem, your own conscious mind will develop ways of dealing with it. Perhaps in the past, you felt stressed, anxious, possibly angry. Your conscious mind simply didn't know what to do, and yet you know that the unconscious has access to many resources, memories and experiences, even lessons which you may have forgotten. And your unconscious mind can make available to you outcomes and lessons, and do it in a surprising way to solve your problems. The fact is, you don't know what all your possibilities are yet. Yet your unconscious mind can work on it all by itself as you just relax. And how will you know when the problem you're dealing with has been solved? Will it be that the solution comes in a dream that you remember? Or will you forget the dream, but find that you're gradually getting better, or that the problem is resolving itself? Will the solution come quickly while you're wide awake, or in a moment of quiet introspection? You really don't know, but you certainly can be happy when the solution does come. As you relax and continue to enjoy these positive feelings, you'll find that the outcome will be that, at an emotional level, you will feel more relaxed, more balanced, more calm. You'll find that your mind is calmer, and you'll feel more at peace with yourself. So allow all of these feelings to develop and to grow stronger and stronger. Feel at peace, with a sense of well-being, and regardless of any stress or tension that may surround your life, you now sense and recognize the feelings of inner peace, inner relaxation. you have a feeling of developing self-esteem. And you feel confident that the goals you've set for yourself, the commitment you've made to yourself, you're able to keep. These feelings of inner peace and relaxation are actually creating a shield of protection around you. And you may now remain calm and more at peace, more relaxed than you have been in the past. And these positive feelings will stay with you and grow stronger and stronger as you become more relaxed. In fact, this relaxed response will become a pleasant part of your life. You'll surprise yourself in that you're able to let go of things that belong to the past. You'll see them correctly in their true perspective as belonging to the past. Old negative memories, old patterns of behavior, things that raised themselves as barriers against your ability to achieve the things you wish to achieve in your life are now fading. Things that used to panic you, stress you, scare you, make you feel uncomfortable, are simply fading away. And you're seeing them as part of the past. You're now opening your mind to new possibilities, new opportunities, new beginnings, brand new adventures. And this is allowing your body to come back to its correct balance. This is allowing your mind to feel settled and calm. This is allowing you to experience a deep sense of inner confidence and contentment. All of these positive feelings will stay with you long after this session ends. And as you stay in this content, relaxed, pleasurable frame of mind, you'll find that inwardly, you're growing stronger and stronger. And as you become more relaxed, all of these attributes that you're seeking as a solution to your problems and to other aspects of your life, this relaxed response will enable you to achieve all of this. And as you settle even deeper into hypnosis, I want you to project your mind into the future and imagine that the day has arrived where you'll be called upon to speak in public. You're still feeling very relaxed because you know that you've prepared well for this big day. You've rehearsed what you're going to say, so you know your subject matter very well. You're an expert in this field. That's why you've been asked to stand up in front of a large group of people and talk about it. You realize that other people really want to hear your opinions, your views on the matter. And this is going to be an important stepping stone for even bigger things. A whole world of opportunities are beginning to open up for you. And your enthusiasm has been building up for the last few weeks. You're really looking forward to your big moment, your golden opportunity to shine, to communicate not just your knowledge, but more importantly, your passion for something you truly believe in. The more you've learned about your subject, the more you've found you wanted to know more. You've researched and rehearsed very well. And you have some fascinating examples and facts stored as a reserve in your subconscious mind. And you can't wait for the moment to arrive when you can share all of your understanding and feelings about your topic with your audience. The day is already here. You've already selected your outfit, the outfit you're going to wear. And you know that you'll look smart, professional, and effective. You've also made briefing cards to remind you of the order in which you're going to talk about your subject, but you now realize that you won't need them because everything is already right there in your subconscious mind. You've been through your talk repeatedly in your mind and seen how it flows naturally, progressively, so you're totally confident about this event. I want you to see yourself already dressed in your chosen outfit. You really do look the part. Your shoes match your clothes, your hair is perfect, and you're smiling. Because you feel happy, very ready. So now allow yourself to drift even deeper into relaxation, becoming more and more comfortable. Such a warm and comfortable feeling. Let your mind wander backwards in time now. Let your mind wander gently backwards in time, going back to the very best moment of your life so far. Now, there may have been several occasions that you feel were really good, but I want you to just choose one of them now. Just choose the one that now comes to mind. This could be something completely personal to you, because you don't need to share it with me or anyone else right now. Just let a wonderful time from your past just float into your mind. I'll give you a few moments to do this. Now I want you to float right into that memory. I want you to imagine it happening all over again. Notice where you are. The words that were perhaps said to make you feel so happy, so confident and positive. Hear any sounds that are relevant to your experience. Add color and depth. Most of all, recapture those feelings deep inside you. Those warm, happy, confident feelings of a time when everything was perfect for you. And as you allow those feelings to grow stronger and stronger still, I want you to take a couple of deep, refreshing breaths. And as you do so, squeeze together the thumb and the middle finger of your dominant hand as you allow all of these wonderful feelings to flow back into your awareness, back into your body, even stronger than before. Great feelings, confident feelings, an electric sense of energy, positive and happy feelings buzzing through your entire body. And let those feelings get stronger and stronger with each breath until those fantastic feelings are as good as they can possibly get. Because in the future, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing, if you wish to feel this way again, all you need to do is take those couple of deep, refreshing breaths and squeeze together the thumb and the middle finger of your dominant hand, and you will immediately experience the wonderful feelings flowing right back into your awareness, permeating your entire body, making you feel totally fantastic, buzzing with excitement. So now project your mind into the future once again. Your moment has now come. You've already arrived at your venue. It's now the moment you've been waiting for. It's your turn. It's your turn to stand up there or sit in front of your audience and speak about the subject you know lots about. You feel great. You really do. And you see by the look on your audience's faces how they've been waiting eagerly too. They want to learn and to share in your knowledge and your enthusiasm. In front of you now is a sea of eager faces, all wanting to benefit from your expertise and experience. They're waiting for you. So walk up to the place where you're going to speak, poised and confident and feeling just great. Feeling wonderfully calm and relaxed, yet alert and excited, ready at the same time. Mildly excited because you're really looking forward to this. You greet your audience warmly, you smile at them and you smile with your eyes. You're aware that they're watching you too, and this makes you feel fantastic. This is your time to shine. Your time to communicate with these lovely people. You have warm feelings toward your audience because they make you feel good, and you make them feel good. You begin to speak, and you talk to the audience in a natural, easy way. You're aware of how powerful your voice sounds. It's not just that you're projecting your voice to the back of the room, not shouting, just talking clearly and making yourself heard. But your words seem to flow as you impart the information in the way that you've prepared, in the way that you've rehearsed. You maintain eye contact with the people in your audience, not just with one person, but you feel as though every one of these people matter. Your body language is open, friendly. Your speech is interesting, charming, and witty, without missing any key points. You may or may not have an overhead projector or a graphic display to use. If you have, then you handle it perfectly, because you've already prepared and practiced using this. You feel so calm, so relaxed, and so happy. You feel wonderfully confident and at ease. And during any part of this talk, if you should ever feel the need to be even more confident, please remember that all you need to do is take those couple of deep, refreshing breaths and squeeze together the thumb and the middle finger of your dominant hand. And you will allow yourself to instantly experience these wonderful feelings flowing back into your conscious awareness. These wonderful feelings flowing back into every single part of your body. Feel those feelings flowing into every single inch of you, making you glow, buzzing excitement. Your talk is now coming to a close. But if there's the chance, you invite members of the audience to ask questions if they wish to do so. And you welcome these questions as an even greater opportunity to demonstrate how you think and feel about your subject. You rephrase each question to make sure you've understood it correctly, and then you answer the questions, expanding if necessary, drawing upon your unconscious knowledge as well as the knowledge at hand. When it comes to the end of your particular talk, you're surprised at just how quickly it passed. And you've thoroughly enjoyed yourself, and by the look on the audience's faces, you can tell that they did too. So you thank them for listening, as you bring your talk to a natural and an easy end. And when you go through this event in reality, it will be just as it was in hypnosis. You will feel just as relaxed and calm, just as confident and positive, thoroughly enjoying yourself. And if you ever need to feel even more calm and relaxed, even more confident and positive, all you need to do is take those couple of deep, refreshing breaths and squeeze together the thumb and the middle finger of your dominant hand, and you will instantly experience those wonderful feelings flowing back into your conscious awareness. Between now and the date of your talk, you'll find your unconscious mind reviewing today, perhaps adding other parts that we've omitted, perfecting your talk ready for that big day. You may find yourself dreaming about the event. Again, that's fine. It's your way of rehearsing it, your way of accepting what a resounding success this is going to be. One of the things that you can discover is that you can be the person you want to be, and you don't have to be the person you don't want to be. You can find your own way to discover your abilities. Of course, it's possible to question whether you can do something, even though your subconscious mind knows you can do it. It's possible to discover your abilities, to rely on yourself, to let your subconscious give you the positive, correct information, which permits you to do the right thing at the right time. It's possible for you to learn that what seems like nervousness is, in fact, reality. Adrenaline. Adrenaline is a substance manufactured by your body during times of stress to help you meet challenges of any stressful situation in which you might find yourself. Controlled adrenaline is energy. Positive energy for your body. Some people may feel that this energy seems like nervousness or anxiety, perhaps, but it's possible for you to begin to understand that what seems like stress or nervousness is energy, pure positive energy that you can consciously channel in any constructive way you want. You can recognize and learn your body's signals, and as you learn your body's language, you begin to consciously use your ability to experience within yourself any assured, positive feelings you wish. And as you recognize your ability to be assertive, you will see and hear the word confident forming within your subconscious mind. By mentally repeating the word confident as often as you like, your mind helps you do all the things you have to do. If you take a deep breath in right now, you can have a very pleasant daydream of yourself, relaxed, composed, alert, speaking and acting with calm self-assurance, securing your own knowledge and sharing this knowledge. Possibly a sense of electric energy surrounds you. You can recognize this energy as controlled adrenaline, reminding you of your ability to use all of your skills to achieve whatever you wish. In this daydream, you can see and hear your mind repeat and echo these words, "I am a winner, a confident, successful, goal-oriented winner." Others may be willing to sit back and wait for things to happen, but I'm willing to work to make things happen because I am a winner. I can vividly picture myself as confident and in command. I focus my thoughts on this image, this positive symbol of inner strength. I remind myself that my mind creates my reality. And this is the reality my mind is now creating. And I see and I feel this as already having accomplished, picturing it as already having happened. I succeed when I expect to succeed. I am healthier when I expect to be healthy. I am confident by making a habit of thinking and talking and acting in a confident way. I actively search out ways to be helpful, to be constructive in word and action. I find reasons to praise honestly and intelligently, to give credit where it's due. By looking for the good and the positive, I encourage and praise others, and especially myself. I now write my goals and ideals clearly on a piece of paper, and I carry that piece of paper around with me. Clearly defined written goals are tools with which I build my new life. Goals are like a map that gives me directions to where I'm going. It shows me how I'm going to get there, one step at a time. My goals and ideals are my winning edge. With daily habit, I reaffirm my objectives. I strive for them in a positive way. With this persistent striving, I take new pride and joy in my growth and success. My accomplishments are both exciting and rewarding. Your subconscious mind is open and receptive to all these new thoughts and ideas. Each and every suggestion it receives in hypnosis will have an immediate and permanent effect upon your entire life. And now I'm going to count to five. I'm going to count from one to five, and at the number five, you can slowly open your eyes and be fully aware, wide awake once again. Starting with one, slowly returning to full awareness once again. Two, each muscle calm, relaxed, soothed, and comfortable. 3, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, an energy beginning to refill your entire body. 4, on the next number, slowly opening your eyes, becoming more alert, more refreshed. And 5, wide awake, open your eyes, take a nice deep breath and have a stretch. Welcome back.